Dermot and Dave, and actually it's Dermot and Dave, and our Maria is going to take centre stage now because Maria's been having an interesting journey, I think is the title we're going to use on this one, because you got an email a while back that kind of seemed a little strange.
Yeah, so my personal email address, I'm not going to give it out on air, but it's my name.
It's Maria Sexy in the Shoes 995427 XOXO.
So I got an email from like a car garage in New Zealand, in Auckland. And it said, oh, Maria, service your car, it's due. And I was like,
this is pretty good spam.
It's obviously spam. Yeah, but God, like, they got my name right. So I just left it off and I got a few more of those. And then I was like, no, actually, I think they think I bought a car.
In Auckland.
So I emailed them and I was like, hey, I'm not in Auckland. I didn't buy a car from you, so I think you must have the wrong address. And she wrote back and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Thanks for letting us know.
So
I was like,
spam.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so that was the end of that. Then a couple of months later, I got another email saying, hey, Maria, those chairs that you were looking at came into our stock room just today. Do you want me to order them for you? And I said, I was like, okay, well, that's not spam. That's somebody asked me if I want to order chairs.
And sometimes I do drunk order things online. Chairs, usually not very often.
Chairs from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I was waiting on a suite of furniture from Harvey Norman at the time. So mad coincidence. So I emailed them and I was like, hey, wrong email. Sorry, not the Maria you're looking for. So they were like, oh, thanks for letting us know. Then I got another email from a tennis place. Asking, did I still want to sign my child up for junior tennis? And I was like, well, he's won so probably not.
He's showing some real signs.
Yeah. So then I thought to myself, there's obviously a Maria Devereaux in
Auckland.
So I'm going to have to try and find her. So I found a website called mariadevereaux.com. And I was like, wow, how is this not mine? And then I found her. I found her contact, her email address, which is very similar, obviously, to mine.
Okay.
So I emailed her and I said, hey, I know this is really weird, but I'm getting your emails. Do you want me to just forward them on to you instead of replying to the people themselves?
Listen, I don't mind signing your son up for junior tennis, but I've already bought six chairs and serviced your car. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. So she was like, oh my God, so weird. How are you? Where are you based? Are you in Australia? Are you in New Zealand? Or I've heard there's a really famous Maria Devereaux in Ireland.
Are you joking?
Hi, I'm in Ireland, but like absolutely not famous at all.
People in Auckland have heard of the famous Maria Devereaux in Ireland.
Like obviously.
This is incredible.
And then I got a wedding invite meant for New Zealand Maria Devereaux.
Okay.
So I sent it on to her. And then weirdly I got a selfie from New Zealand Maria. And the subject bar just said me. So I was like, oh, do I send one back now?
Say, hey, somebody sent me this. It was you.
So then I replied and I said, oh, wow, look at you, Mrs. Like looking good. And she went, oh my God, I am so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed because I actually meant to send that to myself.
Okay. But of course, if she goes into her phone, send a selfie and types in Maria, then
I just
your
come
email
up,
comes up as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So she was like, I'm so embarrassed, I'm really sorry. And I said, look, Maria, we don't stand a chance if you can't even, you know, send it to the right Maria. So I asked her if she wanted to talk to us on the radio.
Oh.
And it's fitting ahead of Ireland and the All Blacks this weekend that we got her on this week. So are you there, Maria?
I am. Hello, Maria. How are you?
This is so amazing, Maria. I don't know how we're gonna differentiate between who I'm talking to, but I'm just gonna have to go, hi New Zealand, Maria.
You're not in New Zealand now, are you?
No, I'm in Fiji having a holiday with my family.
Can I be that Maria? She's in Fiji.
And you're here in Ireland in the winter. New Zealand, Maria, first of all, obviously your email addresses are fairly similar, but were you finding things that weren't being dealt with in New Zealand going, where the hell are those guys with my chairs?
Well, not really, because I'm not incredibly good with life admin, and so I was easily missing things, but I was not... noticing that my website, which is for my work, was getting a ton of hits from Ireland, which is how I realized that I was the less famous Maria Devereaux, and there was someone who was people were searching for much more than me.
And New Zealand, what do you do for a living?
I'm an advertising creative director, so I just come up with ideas for ads.
Wow.
Not very glamorous.
Well, I'll tell you, we can do with you on this radio show. Maria Devereaux doesn't come up with any ideas for ads. I can tell you that much. So when you realised that Maria Devereaux in Ireland was getting your emails, and they were obviously of a personal nature, why? How were you feeling about this when you got contacted by this strange Maria Devereaux from the other side of the globe?
I guess I was, I found it all quite funny, to be honest. There was one email, though, which was one of my good friends has got married recently in Colorado, and Irish Maria got sent the invitation, not me. So I never replied and said that I wasn't coming to her wedding. So I've since done that, and she's fine. But,
oh, good.
Yeah.
So you have a seven-year-old, is that, am I right?
Yes, you're right. Oliver, yes.
Who started tennis.
Yes, he's going to play tennis, yep.
So I have a stepson who's seven. So that's, we have that in common too. So we have our name. We both have seven-year-olds.
Really similar email addresses, apparently.
Oh, no way.
We both ordered furniture at the same time.
Wow.
You're both award-winning creative execs.
You've loads of awards. I have loads of awards.
Do you? Well,
radio awards.
Maybe we can do a life swap.
Well, we were talking about that in the office when we saw, because we went onto your website, mariadevereaux.com, and looked at the awards and the list of awards. The page is so long. We were like, Maria Devereaux, actually, Ireland, you're sacked. We're hiring Maria Devereaux from New Zealand immediately.
I actually didn't even get to the end of your awards page.
I think my husband would be happy. He's a massive U2 fan.
All right.
He's obsessed with coming. He wants to come to Ireland. So there you go.
Okay, well, listen, Maria was pointing out there that there are some similarities between you. Obviously, names, email addresses, and then things like you buy furniture at the same time in different parts of the world. But what if we do a little quiz and see just how similar you guys actually are?
Good idea.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've asked Maria off air, I've asked her some questions, and then I'm going to ask you the questions. And then we'll see if your answers kind of tally up with our Irish Maria's answers. How about that?
I like it.
Before we get on to the quiz, New Zealand Maria, is there anything you want to ask Irish Maria now that you have her on the phone?
Well, I have already asked her over email. I've tried to figure out if we're actually from the same family, but I don't know if we are. Our lineage might be slightly different, but probably somewhere far back it's the same.
I think because you spell it, you don't have any A's in Devereaux. And I don't have any A's in Devereaux.
No.
We're all E's. So we spell it the same. So I'd say if you go enough back,
Irish Maria, don't you have a thing that the Devereaux are from Wexford?
They're Wexford, but they came from Normandy in France.
It's the same family then. Yes, it is the same as me.
We're Vikings.
Yeah.
Listen.
We are. That's exactly right.
More importantly, we shipped off loads of criminals in the 1800s to Australia and New Zealand. So you're Vikings. I'd say you're just a pack of criminals is what you are.
She's my evil twin. There's an evil one and a good one.
God, if New Zealand Maria is the evil one, what the hell? Okay, let's do this quiz, Maria, where we ask you the questions we've already asked our Irish Maria and see what you come up with. And are you really the same person, just removed?
How do you solve a problem? Like Maria.
All right, well, let's do this. Question one, New Zealand Maria, Home and Away or Desperate Housewives?
Home and Away.
Our Maria said Desperate Housewives, so I'll mark that as a Keeping Up with the Kardashians or The Simple Life with Paris and Nicole?
Ooh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes.
Okay, that's a tick. Beer or wine?
Come on, Maria.
Wine.
Yes!
Wine.
Gin and tonic or vodka and white?
Gin and tonic.
Yes!
All day long.
Pasta or curry?
No, curry.
Yes!
All right, we're getting a lot of ticks here.
Yeah?
Okay, a walk in the park on a cold, crisp evening or a day on the beach in roasting hot weather?
Day on the beach.
Yeah!
A 10K cycle or a 5K run?
5K run.
Oh. I'll do anything but run.
I was going to say, Irish Maria said a 10K cycle. You don't own a bike.
I don't.
There's no... That question should be void.
I don't, but I really don't want to run.
Okay, okay. Coldplay, are you too?
You too.
If your husband's a big fan, you're always going to see you too. But like, Coldplay is a religion to our Irish Maria.
Yeah.
So I think now you're actually...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your family lineage has now been struck off the Ancestry.com website. Okay, from Friends, would you choose Monica or Rachel?
Rachel.
Yes.
Yep. Crisps or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Yes.
And leopard print top or a classic white blouse?
Classic white blouse.
Oh.
And last one, pumps or stiletto?
Stiletto.
Yes.
Yes. Well, New Zealand Maria, I think you and Irish Maria have definitely become best friends after this phone call. So I expect not just, you know, mistaken emails, but friendly emails from now on going, hey, me in Ireland, how are you?
And if you're ever in Ireland, we can go for a wine or a gin and tonic.
Oh yes, let's do that. That sounds fun. Thank you for having me on your show. It's been nice to chat to you, Maria, in person, not just on email.
All right, Maria, enjoy your holiday in Fiji, and as you said, no luck at the weekend, but you know, enjoy the rugby.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Maria.
You too. Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Loads of texts in at 087-4100-102. I love this. There's one that says, a twin stranger, Dave. Seriously, my name is Patrick Murphy. It's more unusual for me to find someone who isn't my twin at this stage. Robertson, how are you, Robert?
How are you doing? How's things?
Good. You met or like came in contact with your Facebook twin?
Yeah, well, it was kind of, you know, that mutual thing you see on Facebook. You have a mutual friend, whatever. And yeah. This person popped up with the exact same name as me, second name.
Right.
So we started chatting openly, you know, and we quickly found out we had the same dark sense of humor.
Right.
We found out we were the same age, actually just 3 weeks between our ages.
Right.
So I was going, oh, you have a dog called Noodles. And he says, so have I, called Noodles.
No.
I says, no way. It's true. And we both our kids were doing their ninjutsu belts exams on the same day.
What?
We had both been to the Pixies concert with Guns N' Roses in Phoenix Park. So it goes on. It goes on and so on.
This obviously isn't the other side of the world. This is somebody in Ireland.
No, he's in Dublin. He's a teacher up in Dublin.
No way. And where are you?
I'm in Mullingar.
Right, okay. Yeah. Jeez.
So when we started talking, like, if making a comment like, oh, yeah, I was saying my favourite author is Douglas Adams. You know, I love his work and all that. And he sends me a picture of a signed Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, man, that's so weird.
You know, and I want it. But he wants my Aladdin saying David Bowie album, which I won't give it to him. You know,
that's
so
incredible. And have you actually physically met up or just been talking on Facebook?
We've just been talking on Facebook. I want to get a picture of him at my mother. So the three of us are there because it's, you know, with her twins. But he hasn't come down this way because he's into cricket. I'm into rugby.
All right, so there's
so
some difference.
So we kind of fight over that.
Okay,
you
okay.
Know, touchy that's, subject.
But, that's amazing. But you've obviously become, like, Facebook friends. That's
oh, yeah,
cool.
Well,
like,
it's quite bizarre.
I like your proactive nature about it, though, just like our Maria did and started emailing and now she's become friends with Maria Devereaux. Thanks for that, Robert.
No problem at all.
All
take
the
care.
Best. See you later. Bye-bye. Dermot, Dave, get the two Marias to do DNA tests. That'll solve it.
Yeah.
New Zealand Maria his website, which is mariadevereaux.com, is going to be bombarded by more Irish hits now. I've just checked it out myself. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. But
she's
then,
far more successful than my website could ever look.
You don't even have a website.
No.
Really. Maria has a Bebo page.
MySpace.
I love this. Someone says, I'm constantly getting personal emails for another Melissa Kenny. School reports, doctor's reports, etc., etc. I've tried loads of times to contact her and have replied a zillion times to the schools and doctors and campsites, etc. But I keep getting these emails. Even her feminine down there results.
Oh, no.
No is right, lads. Our Sean here, Sean Reedy. There's also an Ulster rugby player called Sean Reedy. And in fact, when my kids heard that Sean Reedy worked on our show... they were very excited because they had the Glenisk rugby match attacks things. They were like, oh my God, you work with this guy holding up pictures. Like,
no,
he's not him.
Your kids have the same mental capability of Phil Egan from Today FM Sport and Off the Ball .com because anytime he sees a tweet about Sean Reedy on Twitter from Ulster Rugby or the IRFU, he immediately tags me underneath and says, great news. Great to hear you're starting this weekend.
Sorry, he also has a joke with Alison, who was also on our team, that any time Liverpool play well and Alison, their goalkeeper,
yes.
You know, saves penalties and everything. He comes in and congratulates her and gives her chocolate biscuit cake and everything.
Well, my name is Dave Moore. Obviously, like, it's a fairly common name. But when I started working in Today FM, which is over 5 years ago now, I walked in to the floor here where all the desks are outside the studio and was put at a desk and I sat down and, like, saying hello to everybody. And then somebody went, oh, Dave. And I looked up and it was someone I didn't know. And they looked kind of not at me. And I was like, what's going on? And then they went, yeah, just thinking, and they're talking to this other guy. And I went, oh, that guy's name must be Dave. And then later on, somebody walked in and went, eh, Dave Moore. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know who this person is. And then the other Dave stood up and went, yeah, what's up, Jeff? And I was like, what's happening? And then I looked at him and I went, are you called Dave Moore? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I'm Dave Moore. And he was like, what? And then so we literally sat in front of each other. So the people would walk down and just go, Dave. And two of us go, yeah. At the same time, they go, no, Dave Moore. Yeah. And then we keep getting each other's post. He doesn't even work here anymore. He doesn't even live in this country anymore. In fact, he lives on the other side of the world. And I still get his bank statements.